I'm John Denner, and this is 60 Seconds of History, the podcast that brings you history that's not boring. Today we talk about Canada, bicycles, and people being kicked out of public office. So let's get started.
Ready, set, go!
On this day in 1534, Jacques Cartier claims Canada for France. Cartier was a French-Breton explorer born in 1491, just 1 year before Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1534, he was commissioned by the King of France to discover a western passage to Asia and islands where they might find precious resources. He was the first European to map the Gulf of St. Lawrence and the shores of the St. Lawrence River. On July 24th, he planted a large cross with the words, "Long live the King of France," supposedly claiming the territory. However, the watching native Iroquoians, who up to this point had been very friendly, seemed to be perfectly aware of what his intentions were, and from that time onward, the relationship understandably deteriorated. They would eventually drive off the settlement Cartier attempted to establish in 1541, and another one would not be successful until over 50 years later.
So we have to come there and say, listen, this is our land.
July 24th, 1897, the 25th Bicycle Corps arrives in Missouri. The 25th Infantry Bicycle Corps was an idea hatched by a Lieutenant James A. Moss. He thought the bicycle would be of great use in combat and requested a test. The Army consented, and after a large donation from the Spalding Bicycle Company, a ride from Missoula, Montana to St. Louis, Missouri was set up. They faced hardships from the beginning, and it never really smoothed out. From bad weather to poor road conditions to contaminated water, they couldn't seem to catch a break. While they arrived in St. Louis with a lot of fanfare, the idea for a bicycle unit was largely abandoned. Now, there were many other experiments with combat bicycles in other countries, and bicycles actually saw a lot of action during World War I. However, they were understandably not a long-term tactical resource.
So, that doesn't really work.
On this day in 2002, James Traficant is expelled from Congress. Traficant was a Democratic and later independent politician. He was elected to Congress on January 3rd, 1985, and in 2001 was indicted on federal corruption charges. He was accused of taking campaign funds for personal use and was eventually convicted on 10 felony counts. The whole time, he claimed it was a witch hunt dating back to a 1983 case in which he was acquitted of charges for taking bribes. He would spend 7 years in federal prison, and unsurprisingly, theories abounded as to whether or not he was actually guilty. There was even a letter circulated which he allegedly wrote to David Duke, claiming to have knowledge of information on all kinds of classic conspiracy theories like Pan Am Flight 103, Jimmy Hoffa, and the JFK assassination. To make things even more interesting, he died on his farm in a freak tractor accident when his tractor flipped over on top of him while he was trying to put it away. But the results of his postmortem showed no sign of him being crushed, only of asphyxiation. So if all that sounds interesting to you, maybe put on your tinfoil hat and Google James Traficant.
There's something going on here.
Lightning round of birthdays on July 24th. Venezuelan military and political leader Simon Bolivar, author most famous for The Three Musketeers, Alexander Dumas, American gangster William Bill the Butcher Poole, aviator Amelia Earhart, baseball legend Barry Bonds, and singer and actress Jennifer Lopez.
Holy smokes, it's Jennifer Lopez!
That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. I won't keep you any longer. Have a remarkable day, and I will catch you later.